brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a headline at the top of PrisonPlanet.com that everybody should go read. Salente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellions by 2012. The British government also predicts that by 2011, the U.S. government has been predicting that. I want to be clear here. It is not Alex Jones that is predicting all of this. I am simply covering what the mainstream media is saying is going to happen. Just like I said that martial law, we're being eased into martial law. I said that in articles we wrote back in the late 1990s. I've been saying that all year long. And my detractors go out deceptively, knowing the general public isn't paying attention, and say, look, Alex Jones said that George Bush was going to declare martial law and suspend the election when I actually had Naomi Wolf and all the rest of the liberals on, going, don't you understand? Presidents are puppets. These new powers given to the president, these new police state powers, these unfounded usurpations of liberty and freedom, these acts of treason will be passed on to the next president, and it's bipartisan. Just like I said, Bill Clinton is a puppet. You will only see things get worse under George Bush. Now you will see them get worse under Barack H. Obama. But it doesn't matter. And it isn't about Alex Jones. I don't care if people make stuff up and say I'm a liar. The point is that it deceives other people and keeps us from turning things around. You know, we told you they were going to devalue the currency. We told you they were going to create massive inflation and plunge the stock market and kill the economy. And we told you how it would start with a subprime mortgage years before it became even a news item, because we have the sources. We go to the elite meetings. We cover them when no one else does. You know, we know what's happening. We know what's coming. We understand. I mean, it's not hard. When you go to an urban warfare drill a decade ago and you witness troops training to confiscate our guns and admitting it on videotape, there you are. I mean, this is what's been going on under the surface. Now it's like a cold sore rising to the surface so people can see it. We're under martial law when private banks have governmental power and use the executive to threaten the House of Representatives with martial law if they don't pass a banker takeover bill. Now, 5 weeks, almost 6 weeks later, they are coming out and saying, oh, we're changing the rules of the bailout. And they keep using the $700 billion term when AP, Bloomberg, the Congress, Ron Paul are all saying it's really $5 trillion and already spent. And $2 trillion of that, and counting every day, hundreds of billions, the Federal Reserve says we're private, we're above the law, and we are not going to tell you where it went, your money. Now that's on Lair NewsHour, not here. But instead of the American people trained to be decadent slobs, trained to live in denial, instead of saying, man, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Bob Chapman and all these other individuals were right, instead of saying, man, Red Beckman was right, or Bob Schultz was right, or instead of saying, you know, the countless thousands of patriots that understood history, that read. I heard Derry Brownfield this morning on the Genesis Network before me, driving into work on 90.1. I heard him saying, you know, reading from what, Money Magazine in 1988, about how there would be international currency crises after the year 2000, and how then they would have a new Bretton Woods and call for a global banking system to control the world's currencies, and you would still have your national currency, but it would be internationally pegged and internationally controlled. So it's really a global currency. It just has your local look. I mean, all we did was read the Trilateral Commission's promise to do this. All we did was tell you what the elite said they were going to do. And instead, people do mental gymnastics to deny what's happening and going on. Huge broadcast lined up today. Stay with us. The websites are Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and DronesReport.com, TruthNews.us.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The number one message we have got to get out to everyone worldwide is that the United States, Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand are completely and totally seized by private banking interests controlling our governments. They also, by financing and paying off the different branches of government, have had government illegitimately give these private institutions governmental powers. Kind of like in England or Germany or Russia, a rich banker could go with, you know, 1,000,000 ounces of gold or a couple of chest of rubies or diamonds and buy a barony, buy title, and then be made a lord or a baron or a viscount. And that's exactly what's going on. And it wasn't just that they wanted the title, lands, or the palaces. It was that they wanted the power and the above-the-law nature of it. Because they never really changed English law. They only partially changed it after Magna Carta. And now, as Tony Blair, when he first got elected in 97, said, I overturned Magna Carta. And he did it through executive fiat, just as the kings had done previously to 1215. And he said, through the Queen, I'll never forget it in the BBC, it was a declaration of war against the people. He said, we hereby abolish Magna Carta, under the directive of the Queen. Go pull those stories up. He went into the Parliament. People were gasping, but that was it. the cameras, the face scanners, the police state, the secret arrest, all of it accelerated. The gun confiscation. And that's all this is that we have an international elite waging war on the population. Worldwide, they are depressing the real economy by cutting off liquidity, cutting off financing, cutting off currency to the entire world. So you have a depression in the real economy, a plunging, but only for now, of many commodities, especially oil, down to like $55 a barrel right now. You know what the price is this morning in the United States for wholesale 87 octane? Do you know what the gas stations on average are paying out of the gas trucks? $1.20. And then they add the taxes and the rest of it on top. So you're paying two something. But the point is, that is meant to kill Venezuela, kill Russia, kill the Middle East, drive everybody into bankruptcy. They tricked the Arab imams. They tricked the sovereign wealth families. They tricked the middle class of the planet and a lot of the nouveau riche and a lot of the sovereign wealth that isn't part of the inner Anglo-American elite into investing in hedge funds, into investing in these cash machines where you get 15, 20% interest every year, investing in imaginary derivatives. And at the key point, the New World Order, as we told you almost 3 years ago, I went to Canada. I got detained for 15 hours. I got screamed at and cussed at and told, you're going to go to prison if you try to go cover the Bilderberg Group. Are you planning to attack the conference? We're going to put you in a Canadian prison. Don't believe me? Google it. It was all over Canadian news. Only reason I got out. And then we went and we had our sources inside and we said they're going to pop in 2008 the subprime mortgage by design to start a global implosion so they can consolidate. And Daniel Estulin said you're going to see the worldwide economy implode because they want people to be feudal serfs and to be bankrupted. Go watch Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch the hour extras. Watch Endgame 1.5 at PrisonPlanet.tv, over an hour and a half of the extended interviews as Daniel Estulin and Jim Tucker and myself and, separate from them, Dr. Michael Kaufman, with the documents and with the internal sources, tell you exactly what is going to happen, and it happens exactly like we tell you. We don't make broad predictions. We make precision predictions. We make precise predictions because we're not predicting anything. You know, I hate to knock myself down a peg here, but it's just like I go outside and see big thunderclouds rolling towards me with rain falling a mile away, and I walk in and say, honey, rain is on its way. You better go close your truck's windows. Or give me your keys. Where are they? A storm is blowing in. Or, oh, News 8 Austin is reporting hail is falling in central Austin coming south. We better go park our cars in the garage. And then when the hail comes, you know, my wife doesn't run up and say, you're some type of psychic. You, how did you know? No, I mean, it was hail. It was coming. I mean, all I'm doing is telling you. And so now that we've broken down what they're doing and what they're carrying out, people all over the message boards at PrisonPlanet.com, message board, on the comments, on the stories, on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, we'll post a story, write a story like this one. Salente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellion by 2012. And the reason I'm talking about this is it goes to the mentality of why we can't turn this around and why the New World Order is moving against our society. Because the establishment knows we have a willful denial population. And this guy, the Trends Research Institute, has got about a 97% accuracy rate in predicting things, and he specifically predicts down to the month when things are going to happen. And so what do they say about Salente and myself and others? They go into the comments and they say, oh, it's easy. I could predict there'd be an earthquake in the next 3 years, and then, of course, there's going to be one. Or it's easy. I can predict there's going to be a war, and, of course, in the next 3 years, 4 years, there'll be a war. He doesn't predict that. He predicted 2 years ago that there would be a giant housing bubble crash and that there would be runs on commodities and runs on derivatives. And he specifically predicted, not that it was hard, I mean, globalist publications and insider publications, where they're not talking to the public, but talking to themselves. They're not secret documents, but they're not widely distributed. It all stated what was happening. I'm going to get this guy on the show. But instead of going, hey, we better listen to the British Ministry of Defense saying their job will be to suppress rioting populations in the next 4 years. That was last year. Or we better listen, you know, to the fact that these top trends experts and futurists have been predicting exactly what happens in the past. They're predicting this now. Instead of saying, hey, let's have a debate about that, they just say, you're a bunch of lying kooks making it all up. Or I talk about how they would incrementally put more people in prison, build more FEMA camps, have more federally funded checkpoints. I talked about how they use the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. I talked about how they train our children to tattletale on the parents. I talked about how they would introduce incrementally citizen tattletale brigades. I predicted, because I was reading what the federal government said they were going to do, I wasn't predicting anything. We were posting the documents showing you what they'd said. And people just say, you're a liar, it isn't real. None of it's real. I mean, they're openly this weekend meeting to set out the framework for the next 2 years to devalue the world's currencies simultaneously. That's already happening. The dollar hasn't risen 10 cents from the 60 cents it lost. Other world currencies have dropped on average by about 20% in the last 6 months. And if you actually read the financial publications, they admit that. It isn't that the dollar rose worldwide. The banks in concert together, the big private central banks, the private owners of our economies, they are devaluing the currency simultaneously. And they're meeting to openly set up world government run for and by the banks, and you will pay carbon taxes and regulations and money transfer taxes. Two private banks now operating as world government. That is in the Times of London, AFP, Reuters. I mean, it's in hundreds of publications a day now. It's everywhere. They're calling it a new world order. There's Rothschilds all over TV bragging that it's a, quote, world government. Word for word, and still, the public invested in denying, the public invested in saying we were liars, the public invested in saying there was no problem mentally. And so just like a George Bush supporter, like I said yesterday, who still believes WMDs were in Iraq, 30% of the public or more, depending on the poll, you've got 30, 40% of the public, Democrats and Republicans, who are invested in the fraud, and so they can't even admit that trillions are being stolen by private banks right now with the banker takeover bill. And I know I spend a lot of time focusing on their denial because all of us are in denial to certain degrees about everything. I'm in denial about not leading a healthy lifestyle compared to what I should do. I'm in denial about my work ethic, working too much, and then when I am working, not managing my time right or focusing. There's a lot of things. We're all in denial. But it has to stop, folks. It's too dangerous what we're going into. Because here's the deal. If you stay in denial and let this get worse, and by denial, a lot of you know what's going on, but you just are procrastinating. That's a form of denial. You're not taking action. If you don't take action, if we all don't take action in little ways every day, they're going to win. They're going to get the next phase, the next step in their operation, completed. And I'll tell you what that is when we get back into a bunch of news, a bunch of clips. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the will connection.
We have to get out of our denial if we're going to turn our world around. Harold Salente, the CEO of Trends Research Institute, is renowned for his accuracy in predicting future world economic events, which will send a chill down your spine considering what he told Fox News last week. That's coming up in the next segment. Salente says that by 2012, America will become an undeveloped nation, that there will be revolution marked by food riots, squatter rebellions, tax revolts, and job marches, and the holidays will be more about obtaining food, not gifts. He also told UPI in an interview that this has been a bloodless coup by Wall Street. They have taken over the government completely, criminally, and that you're going to see a middle-class physical rebellion against them because the middle class is not going to have a choice. This was echoed last year by a British Ministry of Defense report, but they said their job will be suppressing the middle class and ensuring that we are enslaved. They even say that we try to take any capitals and remove the criminal government, the armies, the British and U.S. Army are going to use neutron bombs on us. That's right. The neutron weapons that won't destroy the infrastructure are for us. They will kill all life forms 200 feet below even the surface of the earth with an average neutron detonation over a city the size of Chicago. That's what the neutron bombs are for. They have enough for every city. And the elite have openly stated that they will take us down and soft kill weapon us with the chemicals in the food, the mercury in the vaccines, what they're spraying in the air. And any revolts, any trying to wriggle out of it, will be responded to. Now, you say the Army won't carry that out, and you're right. That's why by 2012, half the Air Force will be drone, and they're even phasing out human pilots where they run pre-programmed operations, and then a few hundred elitists with the pre-programmed AI computer interfaces will be able to launch an attack, which, of course, could kill the entire population of the world, if they so choose, or just kill certain cities. See, folks, we're not joking around here on this show. This is what we face. And I want the police and the military and all of you to grow up and to look at the documents that your own bosses are writing up and realize that you're only there to orderly feed us into the meat grinder, and then there's a group right behind you to orderly feed you into the meat grinder, and then a group to feed them into the meat grinder, just like Stalin and Hitler and every other one did. But this is high tech. This is Moonraker. People love to have analogies or parallels through movies. Go watch Moonraker. But they aren't planning to run off to a space station while they kill us with a biological weapon and then repopulate the Earth with the Ubermen. No, they plan to go to underground bases while they kill us. Now, I'm not saying they're even ever going to carry this out. I'm saying they're powerful, they have all the money, they control the issuance of money, and the elite are saying it, not me. So we're only in an early phase of this while they're got the world all into the stock market, pulled the rug out from under them. They're squeezing down the market so they can consolidate the markets with vertical integration, pose as the saviors while they loot the treasuries blind, and then claim the populations of the West owe these tens of trillions of dollars to the very private banks that were paid the money. That's right. We pay the taxes, and we suffer the currency devaluation for the pleasure of paying them the money to buy up our farms, our ranches, our roads, our governments, our infrastructure. I can't stress that enough. And, again, it's cold-blooded. I mean, if you were a cold-blooded robot, you know, a war game computer, and your job was to consolidate power in the hands of a small group of families, and you were programmed to do that, and you had a control grid, a inner link of cameras, systems, again, I'm simplifying this for analogy, what would you do? Well, you would go through, you know, the safest battle plan, the safest chess game would be just a, you know, slow march with safe moves to ensure that no one struggled out of your net. You would brainwash the public, get them to disengage from media and culture and only be spectators, to be programmed by the upper culture, to be mindless, dumb sloths, where being an idiot is cute and funny, and being mindless and greedy, you know, is neat, and not caring about your neighbor is cool, so nobody cares about you. You get people in massive debt, you poison them, you brainwash them, you dumb them down, you terrify them with terrorism to accept living in a police state, you herd them into compact cities, then you have even worse financial collapses, controlled bioweapons releases, which, again, you always blame on foreign enemies, which is then the excuse to attack those foreign enemies while at the same time attacking your domestic slave population. We're all enemies of the New World Order. They see us as an enemy. They're attacking us all.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals.
Sealed, portable, and will last for years.
Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
I just can't believe that so much of the public is bored.
By my side.
People claim that they want to kill time.
A young maid lost her mama.
Their life has no point. And we're out here on a beautiful planet, spinning around a gorgeous sun, cold depths of space, the heavens around us.
The bastards hung me in the
they enfold us. You're part of the universe, part of the timeless void, the oceans, the trees, the atmosphere, our families, all the people, humanity, the line that reaches back into antiquity and into the prehistoric. And as we look forward into the line of humans, we live on to the species. That's why it angers me and pains me deep in my heart, my soul, my basic programming, to see the human-animal hybrids, the part human, part insect, the part human, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, part dog, to see the human genetics being put in foods we eat, mixed with cockroach genes, fish genes, you name it. And then the public denying it even exists. Irrevocable damage to the ancient biosphere on the planet. True environmental crises mounting. Meanwhile, the public has been suckered into, at least about half of them, into believing that carbon dioxide is deadly poison and must be taxed so the elite can divert us into something that won't help the environment while they go on destroying it. saying they don't care, they're going to rebuild it. The elite believing they're God, believing they're going to remake the planet in their horrid image. All right, here's some of the news I've gotten. I'm going to get into all these clips. And open phones today. We do have Bob Chapman for his once-a-week visit on the economy in the fourth hour today. And Colonel Craig Roberts, getting into the police state, martial law, how to deal with it if society breaks down. He was a highly decorated Marine Corps sniper, also retired as an Army intelligence colonel. Then, of course, in his years out of the military, was a SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, police pilot, investigated the federal bombing by the feds of OKC, investigated the murder of police and others who investigated that, the torture and then murder of good cops. So he'll be joining us coming up in an hour. We'll take calls before he joins us at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers, go to the head of the line. Just tell us you're a first-time caller, 1-800-259-9231. But Salente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellions by 2012. And in this Fox clip, he says a lot, but in an interview with UPI, he said, there will be a revolution in this country. He said, it's not going to come yet, but it's going to come down the line, and we're going to see a third party, and this will be the catalyst for it, the takeover of Washington, D.C., in broad daylight by the Wall Street in this bloodless coup. Talking about what happened 6 weeks ago. It's almost 6 weeks now. And it will happen as conditions continue to worsen. The first thing to do is to organize with tax revolts. That's going to be the big one, because people can't afford to pay more school tax, property tax, any kind of tax. You're going to start seeing those kinds of protests start to develop. The first thing to do is to organize tax revolts, and it goes on. It's going to be very, very bleak, very sad, and there's going to be a lot of homeless, the likes of which you've never seen before. Tent cities are already sprouting up around the country, and we're going to see many more. And he went on from there, and he's just made so many incredible predictions that are accurate and right. You know, people do listen to folks that have been right in the past, and we don't have the time, the energy to go back and find all the hundreds of accurate predictions we made. Not even predictions, where I read what the Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission said they'd do 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 2 years ago, a month ago. So we're going to, maybe listeners can grab those and post them and bring them to our attention. We just don't have the staff. We're too busy covering what's happening right now. But that is a way to wake up some sheeple. In other news, I told you that they would give you a national ID card in the name of stopping illegal aliens while doing nothing but having a few highly publicized raids, arresting a few thousand here, a few thousand there, less than 15,000 a year in these raids. When you have 3 million illegals coming into the country a year, 1 million illegals. And now Governor Rick Perry with Homeland Security wants to have statewide driver's license checkpoints where they say they will shut down entire highways and search everyone. That was in the Houston Chronicle yesterday. And guess who comes out complaining? Oh, we may not be able to do this because this would discriminate against the illegal aliens. Well, don't worry. Cops already, when they stop you, if you're an illegal alien, they've been told, let you go. I've had cops admit it. Police have been in the news. Sheriffs have arrested hundreds of illegals before, you know, just in a night, stopping drunk drivers. And they are above the law because they have no papers, no one knows who they are, and ICE won't get them. So I told you years ago they would propose internal checkpoints in the name of stopping illegal aliens, but they're just going to legalize them with the new North American ID card that we played the federal TV ad for last week. We played the audio here, the North American travel pass. See, they're just going to make them legal and then stop everybody and check to see that you have them. And, you know, I told you, domestic checkpoints, doesn't matter if the Supreme Court said you can't do it, doesn't matter if the Fourth Amendment says you can't do it. They're doing it all over the country under the guise of DUI and illegal aliens and the rest of it. Now, they could just send police out because the illegal aliens, you know, don't go get inspection stickers. They don't go get any of this and then pull them over. They could just stand there with probable cause looking at the stickers on cars. But they don't because they are reprimanded and get demerits always for some other reason. This is on record. This isn't just me. This is mainstream news admitting this. If they touch the illegal aliens. So, no, I'm against these warrantless checkpoints. They are not for illegal aliens. I want to go to your phone calls because Colonel Kirk Roberts just called. He wants to come on a little bit earlier, and I want to take your calls. We'll also take calls when he is on with us. I got a lot of audio clips I want to play today, too. But right now, there's a bunch of these up on PrisonPlanet.com, his predictions, you know, videos of him years ago on TV predicting the exact financial crisis we're having now. But here's a quick clip with Gerald Celente, who, by the way, I thought to have on this morning. We already called him, and we're setting him up probably tomorrow or sometime early next week. We're also lining up Ralph Nader again because his plane was late. But here he is on Fox News 2 days ago.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, if Gerald Celente wasn't right so many times, he'd be dismissed as another doom and gloom crackpot. But he has been right, and he has predicted correctly many, many times. Well, now he's looking ahead to 4 years of President Obama, get used to saying that, and at least 2 years of solid Democratic control on Capitol Hill. Now, here's a quick synopsis. He says that by 2012, America will become the first undeveloped nation of the world. There will be another tax revolution, Gerald says, in America, marked by food riots, squatter rebellions, tax revolts, and job marches. And on a less political note, Celente says that the holidays will be a toned-down affair. Getting food, not gifts, will be the priority. Gerald Celente joins me now for some Diamond Dialogue. He's CEO of Trends Research Institute. Good to see you again, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We picked the big three trends to focus on because you have many, but let's focus on the most immediate, this holiday season. I know in our family we're already saying we're doing Secret Santa. You get one person that you pick, you get one gift for the adults. A lot of people are cutting back for Christmas.
Well, you know, we're going to see a whole change of the Christmas spirit. No more of this obligatory gift buying. So in one way, people are going to get back to maybe the holy meaning of the holiday. That would be a shock, wouldn't it? So we're going to see gifts that are handmade, handcrafted. The local communities are going to do very well, the ones that hold those winter festivals. Less people going to the mall, more local shopping, and more of the gift giving of maybe making things, you know, exchanging foods like
baking cookies.
Exactly.
That's going to really hurt retailers, which we're all expecting this Christmas.
We're going to see the beginning of the end of a retail Christmas. You know, I mean, they just invented this thing maybe 100 years ago. You know, it wasn't always like this. So we're going to see a fundamental shift take place where people
stop right there.
Are going to be...
Back it up a few seconds. That's when I told my wife, and we never buy a lot of junk, and we always try to give books or films to people. You know, I'll go to the bookstore and you know, buy interesting, informative books and give that as gifts. And for children, I always try to give them something creative. But, you know, art supplies or something, you know, other people's children as well. But I told my wife, I said, look, let's just have the family event of making fudge or making cakes or, you know, or Christmas cookies. It's fun to decorate. You know, we've always done that, but let's only do that because this is all an invention of Edward Bernays. You eat bacon with eggs because they told you. Women smoke because they told them it was cool and rebellious against men. Everything, the football culture, the Santa, Halloween, it's all manufactured, folks, to get you into debt and to also tie you up in your free time with mindless rituals. That's why I'm telling listeners, go to Infowars.com. If you've got to buy people gifts, give them the, and just frankly, our revenues are down. The rest of the economy's down. We're not selling as many books and videos, and so we can't hire as many people or reach out. I don't blame you. The economy's in bad shape. But please support the sponsors of this radio show and of your local affiliates, the local sponsors. Please support the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. You know, get Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies. Because not only does it support this radio show and getting the word out, you get a video that has got a great cover, beautiful packaging, looks like a mainstream video. You know, looks like an action-adventure movie. You can say, hey, this is wild, check it out, and you will unlock a mind. We're in a race against the New World Order here. We have to expose them. They are eugenicists. They say they're going to destroy the middle class. That's what globalism is, post-industrial world. What did he just say on Fox News? Post-first world, post-industrial nation. It's stated by the UN that they want to deindustrialize us. That's what the phony environmental carbon tax is, a tax on all human development, all human activities, and respiration. You can't make stuff up that's diabolical. A tax on breathing and teaching people it's in their best interest to do it. So, we don't have a choice here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a choice. We've got to expose who's really staging the terrorism. We have to expose who's poisoning the food and water, covered in Endgame. We've got to do this now. So, again, absolutely, do not. Your children get so depressed, and I've got to have this toy. You've destroyed them. Children are happy playing with a can in a sand pile. Your children are happy being taken to a brook to fish all day and catch tadpoles and put them in a fish tank. Your children are happy hiking up a hill and seeing a sunset. They don't want more crud. So, hey, if you don't buy my videos, fine. They're all free on the web, at YouTube and Google. Email people or send them the URL address of the website and say, go watch Terror Stormer Endgame. You know, knowledge is valuable, and I hope this isn't pearls before swine. Or if you want to give them something to watch the videos in really good, high quality so they can download a copy and burn it to disk, prisonplanet.tv. And we just launched today the Christmas special, holiday special for those that aren't Christian, whatever. It's normally $5.95 a month. When you get a yearly membership for this November going into December until Christmas, you get 5.3 months free. That's what the discount comes up to. So you pay for 6 months, basically, and change, a little more than 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. Okay? So you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free by going to prisonplanet.tv. And you know what? I'll give you a Christmas present. I don't care. I want the knowledge to get out now that we got super awesome servers that, you know, used to, we only had a couple servers. I was like, members, don't share these too much or it slows it down during peak times. Not anymore. I got two CDNs, which is a whole cluster of servers all over the world doing this. Costs a lot of money, but that's for our members. That's where your membership money goes, is to give you these smoking servers. So go get yourself a prisonplanet.tv membership. And then give your passcode, or I guess you can, you know, let them make a passcode and then give you their passcode, however you want to do it. It takes about a minute to sign up. Make your passcode. That's it. Give them a prisonplanet.tv membership. Give yourself a prisonplanet.tv membership. Or regardless, just give them a monthly trial membership, $5.95. And then give yourself, give your family, give society, give humanity a gift of knowledge and information. My weekly TV reports, my live fourth hour on prisonplanet.tv, the all 20 of my films, the 19 films I've made, the films I produce, so it's more than 20, my in-studio interviews, the extras from the films that don't even go on the DVDs, it's all there, Endgame 1.5. Thousands of pieces of media, 4.5 years up and running, prisonplanet.tv, more and more getting at it all the time. Go check it out and give it to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Give yourself a membership and then share your passcode with them. Okay? All right, let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
It wasn't always like this. So we're going to see a fundamental shift take place where people are no longer going to be doing the Christmas shopping they used to do.
Gerald, come on. They're going to come out with a new iPod and a multicolor, fantastic thing, a new Xbox something something.
Putting food on the table is going to be more important than putting gifts under the Christmas tree. We're going to go into the worst depression since the worst than the greatest the Great Depression.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about that then. You said by the 2012, America, you know, we are usually called the developed nation. We're going to be now the undeveloped nation.
Yeah, you know Obama's slogan, yes we can. We're saying no we can't. It's not going to happen. His plans as candidate Obama are no different than President-elect Obama. So there's not going to be any magic bullet here. There is no solving the crisis with swift resolve. So we're going to see a continuing decline. Americans are going to be taking a hit like they've never seen before. All these people that have their McMansions that are, we have, what, $14 trillion worth of consumer debt?
Right.
And people are losing their jobs every day. America's going to really go through a transition, the likes of which no one's prepared for. Because you well know, people were even denying that we were in a recession just a couple of months ago.
We debated that for months.
No one could.
But still, I mean, people even say, well, technically, you have to have two negative GDP quarters until...
All right, we're going to play this clip and another clip later in the show to critique it. Your calls are coming up in the next two segments, and also with Colonel Craig Roberts, and then, of course, Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit. But a very astute commenter on the story on Prison Planet says, is this forecast part of a disinformation campaign to instill fear, hopelessness, etc., so that folks rally behind and cry out for federal measures to help them? Commenter 41, Shady Mutha, very astute point. I'll give you my comment, my take, my view on that when we get back, and then directly to your calls. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I hurt myself.
All right, John in Canada, I'll go to you in just a second. The commenter on the story that Paul Watson wrote up on PrisonPlanet.com, Salente predicts revolution, food riots, tax rebellions by 2012. He's saying, hey, why are they putting this on the news? To fearmonger, to create fear? Absolutely. That isn't saying Salente's bad. He knows they've engineered this. In fact, in separate, longer interviews, he says that. But they're bringing him on now to say this, and not 2 or 3 years ago when he was first saying it, because now it's time to really panic people. But go back 2.5 years ago when I got back from Bilderberg in Canada, and I said they plan to demonize the economy and talk bad about real estate prices to pop that bubble so that the economy implodes so they can consolidate. We wrote stories about it. And remember how they badmouth it and how they'd say it was so bad, and then it would start sliding and they would then pose as saviors. So they do both psychologically. They pop the balloon, the bubble, then they pose as the savior. It's basic psychology. Once you sit back and start analyzing and don't just sit down in front of the TV and just mindlessly turn your brain off and believe whatever they say, it's totally clear. They're a bunch of smiling crooks trying to fool you and make it look confusing and bamboozle you. It's simple. They said they'd take the bailout money and give it to people to get the economy going. They're hoarding it all and using it for bonuses. And now they say they want even more money or they won't restart the economy. They got a gun to our head. All right, let's go ahead and go to a first-time caller. John in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. I just want to say, first off, you got great music on the show. It's never talked about, and you got great taste.
Well, we got a lot of other great music. I just haven't had time to give it to John up at the network to play, but thanks.
Right. Okay. I got a statement to say. I really admire how much you put so much emphasis into the truth, and you don't back down when someone says something else, and you have proof to say the other thing. So what I got to say to that is, have you ever looked into what the bleep or the holographic universe? I'm all down with everything you have to say, but there seems to be a lot of proof to show that our thoughts help shape reality, and I was just wondering if you looked into that very much.
Our thoughts do shape reality by imagining a new bridge or a new aircraft or imagining laser beams 300 years ago, and now they're a reality, or imagining helicopters 400 years ago. You know, with the famous inventors, you know, drawing pictures of, you know, imagining hot air balloons 1,000 years ago, and now they have them. Egyptians noticed that you could put a cloth bag over a fire and it would rise up to the ceiling, and they tried to build hot air balloons. But then when you get into total imaginary thinking, like they have a lot in India, it's all about the inner mind, so what if there's rotting homeless corpses everywhere and human feces everywhere, because it's all beautiful in the mind. There has to be a balance.
I mean, flesh does shape the day, for sure. But there is enough studies out there with random number generators. When 9/11 happened, they all spiked one way around the world. Or, you know, certain things like that.
Well, that's the way people claim that. A lot of times you can go to the American Cancer Society, they'll tell you cancer levels are down. Then you read the fine print, it'll tell you in survivability, not in people getting cancer. So, you know, there's lots of ways. Look, trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins
For sure.
say. There are, or you know, trust in God, but row away from the rocks. As Hunter S. Thompson said, there are all these people in the comment pages on PrisonPlanet.com today and Infowars.com saying, you know, I don't care if they say we're all going to starve, the New World Order. I'm not going to get ready. I'm just going to trust in Jesus. Well, trust that Jesus gave you a brain good enough to, number one, take care of yourself and want to help others and not just sit there doing nothing. And, you know, it's a big cop-out. So I see fake Christians, not real Christians, and I see a lot of the Eastern mysticism folks, living in la-la land. But, listen, I appreciate your call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.